The next patient is Marie Clausen. The last name is C-L-A-U-S-E-N. First name, M-A-R-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Period. We think that the CKD is associated to the administration of lithium in the past. The patient has a history of hyperparathyroidism in the past that was treated with parathyroidectomy. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. The patient today is complaining of upper respiratory tract infection. She went to see the primary care physician, and antibiotics have been given. Period. In the most recent laboratory workup, that was done August the 2nd of 2023, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.8, an estimated GFR that is 29 mLs per minute, and a calcium that is 9.7. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. Albumin is 4.6, low urine 1.9, and the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is 320 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is oscillating between 2 and 300 milligrams. The patient has been in a stable condition. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure readings today is 170 over 97, but the patient states that at home, the blood pressure readings are completely normal. We are going to request a blood pressure log in the next 4 weeks. And we also advise the patient to come to the office in the morning with the blood pressure cuff, so we will be able to compare readings. Period. This is certainly uncomfortable because she has such a borderline kidney function. Following over hyperlipidemia that is under control, following over gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control, following over the patient has a history of herpes simplex that is arrested with the administration of acyclovir 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, this patient has a serum iron that is extremely low with an iron saturation that is 7%. However, the hemoglobin is 12.6. She's reluctant to take iron PO, and there is no indication for iron IV. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months because of the blood pressure situation. We have invested 7 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.